It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors is back to once again give us some ideas when it comes to making your space absolutely beautiful or right for you. Now, your home should tell the story of who you are, and today we're going to be diving into, well, how to do just that with interior designer and creative powerhouse Paige Woplington. Welcome back to the morning show on 88FM.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
So when you say a home should reflect you, what do you mean by that?
So our homes are a part of us, right? They tell our stories and who we are and where we came from and what we're kind of into. So your home should really reflect that. It could be in small pieces that you have around your home, or the colors of your walls, or different wallpapers. Like, whatever it is, we can bring in a piece of you into your space.
Do you think people put too much pressure on having to have the perfect home or the perfect look?
I think there's a lot of pressure out there. I mean, you can see so many things now all over Instagram and social media and everywhere else. And I think it's really important that you bring in something that is something about yourself into your space. So it's a great idea to look for something that you love. And it could be the style of clothing that you wear, or your holiday destination, or something like that, that you can just get some inspiration from and pull it into your interior.
Yeah, because I think a lot of folk are very influenced by what they see in advertising media and generally speaking, I suppose, in well-dressed sets.
Yeah.
But do you think sometimes with these trends being ubiquitous, in other words, being bombarded, how do you tune that out and create an authentic or intentional space?
It's quite difficult because there's so many things out there, but I think it's about diving into yourself for a moment. You know, you got to try and figure out what it is that you love and what style you like. And one of the ways to do that is to go, I mean, you might have a Pinterest board. If you are building or you are doing at home, you probably do have a Pinterest board and so many different images. And I think a good place to start is see what the common thread is through those images. So maybe you're constantly posting something that's got a blue wall, or maybe you continue pinning stuff that's got green counters. Like, start finding the threads, and then you can take those through into your space.
Don't you love those there's an app or several now available where, and they advertise them by saying, my husband couldn't, or my wife, or my couldn't design the space, but I did it in seconds. And then there's a click, and then boom, the image changes like that because there's an app doing it all for you. Is that maybe not quite what you have in mind?
No. So, I mean, the AI is amazing. It's really getting on, and I'm quite excited to start using it for myself. But at the moment, it's just kind of giving you whatever generic thing it finds, you know, online, however it does it, I'm not quite sure. So I think, you know, you've really got to dive into what you like and what you want and bring those things into your space.
Some people say, well, it's a bit like, you know, the old days of the matchmaker will tell you, you don't have to love this man or this woman that you're going to marry. You will eventually grow to love them. And that's organized. And I think that's true to a degree. But is that true about your spaces as well?
One of the things I always say to my clients is, if you love it, if you see something and you absolutely adore it, and even if your best friend or your mother thinks it's going to be awful, get it anyway, because you're the one that's going to have to live with it and look at it all the time, and you must find joy in it. You know, it's not for everybody else. Your space is about you, and you must love it.
Yeah. Wow, that's quite bold, because if you've got rubbish taste, I mean, just awful.
But then that's you.
Yeah, but you want to tell the world, look, I'm rubbish. I got this. I mean, isn't there some kind of Bible of good ethics or style when it comes to design? There's certain things that you should never do, aren't there?
Well, I guess there are, but all rules are meant to be broken.
Really?
So, I mean, even if you do have terrible taste and you love something that is awful or super kitsch or whatever, it's up to us as designers to bring that into your space and make sure that it does look great. So maybe we have to counteract it with something else that kind of pulls it together.
Wow. Because, I mean, this is really where you specialize and why your Redesign Interior brand is so strong, because you do this day in and day out and you know what you're talking about. So just in parting, What do you think are the most overlooked ways to bring personality into a space?
So I think something so simple, I mean, I've said it a few times, like a holiday destination, like bringing that. So I've got one of my paintings in my house. I have a photo from a trip in Thailand. It was one of our favorite days, and I had somebody commission that art. So that photograph is now painted on my wall. Another thing I have in my house is my wedding dress. It's framed and it's up on the wall in my guest bedroom as part of the decor. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
My wedding dress was quite flamboyant, so I didn't want to hide it inside a cupboard. So I think like a simple thing is to find those things that you love, you know, the best day of your life or, you know, something like that, and use it in your interior and build from it. There's no, you know, love yourself. Do more with yourself and get that into your space.
What would yours be? What would you put on your wall?
Whatever my wife thinks is lovely.
Good answer.
I'm serious.
Perfect answer.
Okay. So, Paige, what can we look forward to next in our next conversation?
Next week, we're going to dive a bit more into commercial interiors, like restaurants and hotels and those sorts of things, and how we can bring that personality into those as well.
Oh, nice.
Wow. So, going into the more commercial arena.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it a lot. Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors. And if you would like to get hold of Paige directly or her wonder team that transforms spaces into things of, well, shall we say, great beauty or great interest, how does one go about contacting Redesign Interiors?
You can get onto our website. It's redesign-interiors.co.za and contact us on the contact form. Our phone numbers and everything are there as well, so if you want to pop us a call, that's fine. And if you are listening to the show and you do get on the contact form and you put in Radio Life and Style in the subject line, then we will offer you a free consultation.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Ooh. And you too could have a wedding dress on your wall just like that. Paige Woplington and her team, Redesign Interiors, is an award-winning design interior space creator. And you'll be very, very well looked after in the hands of Redesign Interiors. This will go up as a podcast shortly, so the contact details will be yours to pick up on demand. Thanks, Paige, for joining us.
Thank you so much.